The migrant crisis. They're destroying New York, y'all. You didn't need Snake Bliskin. You didn't need Snoop to come over and kick over the buildings over in New York. You didn't need none of that. You know all you needed to do? Open up your border. Open up the border was all we needed to do in order to get New York and bring it down to its knees. If y'all go and visit New York right now, y'all go over to Times Square, you know what you're going to see? A bunch of people that speak no English, and they got on Montclair bubble coats, and they walking around, and they taking cell phones, and they snatching purses, and they got scooters. If you go over to New York right now, you go over to New York, you know what you're going to see? Chaos, destruction, rats, homelessness, and migrants.
Well, it's growing outrage after yet another video emerges showing police getting attacked by migrants.
It happened as they were trying to make an arrest at a shelter on Randall's Island. Fox 8's Morgan McKay is live in the studio with a closer look at what happened and how the mayor is responding. Morgan?
Yes, Steve and Natasha, that video of the scuffle between migrants and police was posted to TikTok. The Adams administration is still currently reviewing whether to install metal detectors at some of these shelter locations.
This was a scene last Thursday at around 11 a.m. According to the NYPD, they were...
Hold on, ma'am. I'm sorry, ma'am. Hold on. Y'all was feeling some type of way yesterday when I was showing the lady that was standing outside of the Gucci store, the lady cop that weighed probably a good 210, 215. Listen, man. Ladies, my Mercedes, hold four in the back. Hey, ladies, if we rewind this just a little bit, that woman right there was getting hit in the head and getting stuff thrown on her wig from migrants. You don't want this life. You don't want this life. Listen, not only are they handcuffing police officers and preventing them from being able to arrest and solve for the crime that's happening across the United States of America, including over there in New York, you don't want stuff getting thrown at your wig. Then you got to go home and make love to your man right after that. You don't want that. You got to go home and cook for your kids. You over there getting thrown. The stuff is getting thrown in your head. Look at this woman. She don't want to be in there getting stuff thrown at her.
Locations.
Look at her.
This was a scene last Thursday at around 11 a.m. According to the NYPD.
Look.
This was a scene last Thursday at around 11 a.m. According to the NYPD.
I gotta laugh because this is what y'all voted for. This is what y'all voted for. Listen, they throwing covers over your head. They hitting you in the book bags. Y'all going in there and trying to get some order, and they revolting against y'all. What y'all thought that they was gonna come in there? They was gonna come over here, get your free health care, get free food, get food cards, steal your purses, steal your cell phones, be in your schools, learning your languages, participate in getting your jobs, creating crime syndicates, assaulting police officers, giving the middle finger as they get bailed out by churches. And y'all thought that they was going to let y'all come in there and let y'all rule them and police them and tell them what they could and couldn't do. Boy, they rioting in there and they throwing covers on your head and they hitting you in the back of the head with a book bag, ma'am. You look. This is Eric Adams, this is Biden, this is Kamala Harris, and they raised $42 million. $42 million in January. Has a war chest of at least $130 million, the more of any presidential candidate in history. In history. And they will not close off your borders. They are in your city. They throwing you under the bus. Ladies, this is what you get. This is what you signed up for.
Responded to a 911 call about a man causing a disturbance at the migrant shelter on Randall's Island. Police say they saw the migrants getting in a verbal dispute with security, so they removed him from the shelter. But not before the other migrants in the shelter started throwing things at the officers.
Anytime you have 3,000 people who are placed in an environment that they cannot work, they have to sit around all day.
And you got Mayor Bumble F. It's the Millionaire Morning Show, so I understand that I got to mute my language for the daycares and the churches and all of the people that's in work offices and got me on the TV in the lunchroom. I understand. I ain't going to curse. I got you. You got Mayor Big Head over here that's making excuses for them. So instead of them being thankful for even being over here in the first place, let alone being taken care of and getting free housing and staying in the best hotels, you got Mayor Big Head over here who was a former police officer Still under investigation. Still got a lawsuit against him. He think that I forgot about it. But I ain't forget, Eric. I ain't forget. And he's making excuses for the behavior of these people that's assaulting police officers. Now, let me do it. Felony, assaulting a police officer, attempted murder. Now, if I put my hands on a police officer, or if I even drive too fast, they're going to say he attempted to flee and get away. My head is going to be in the concrete, and it's going to be justified. If I do it, it's over. If they do it, listen, it's not their fault, guys. They can't work yet. They're trying to figure it out. That's the reason why they beating us up. That's the reason why they creating brothels. That's the reason why they stealing from people on the street. It's not their fault. They're fed, housed, clothed, got warming shelters, making sure that their kids is going to school. We're accommodating them. We're taking care of them. We're giving them health care coverage. And it's not their fault. It's the fact that we're not fully accommodating them for the things that they need to do because we understand it's our fault, not their fault. It's our fault that they're revolting and beating up women police officers and throwing book bags on their head.
You know, things like this have the potential to happen.
Mayor Eric Adams says around 3,000 people live at that shelter. It's also not the first time police have had to respond to a situation there. Last month, a 24-year-old migrant was stabbed to death in the cafeteria tent. Cameras have already been installed at the Randall's Island site, but the Adams administration is still reviewing installing metal detectors there as well.
They got to install metal detectors. These people don't even got a job. They installing metal detectors at the migrant housing camp. Cameras and metal detectors. This ain't nothing but a level 3 prison. This is worse than Rikers Island. People is dying. You got to have police officers, metal detectors, and we giving them food cards and we letting them go out every day and we ain't even giving them a curfew. Okay, I got you, Eric. I got you, Eric.
There's a full review happening right now of the security at all of our facilities and particularly Randall. So if there's anything else to report out, we will certainly get back to you.
Adams on Tuesday also responded to questions about the incident that occurred at Times Square. According to
look at these thugs. Wait a minute. Now, because that's Miguel with the good hair. You seen him. You see Miguel with the good hair? Look at these thugs. See, listen. When I see a certain group of people that's walking down the street, that's coming from O Block, I lock my doors and then I back my car up and I go the other way because I don't want no problems. These people are in Times Square. Large gatherings of thugs and criminals that have new coats and hats and shoes and Bulls gear and New York City look like they just came from a Knicks game. And they have large gatherings. And if you say something negative to them, guess what's going
to
happen?
Responded to questions about the incident that occurred at Times Square. According to police, they asked a group of migrants acting disorderly to disperse. And when one man refused, they attempted to place him under arrest, which is when a group of around a dozen migrants ganged up on the officers, kicking them repeatedly. However, according to the body cam footage,
boom! You see that kick into the head? You see that kick to the head?
Officers kicking them repeatedly. However, according to the body cam footage,
boom! It's getting crazy in the United States of America. New York is the unofficial capital of the United States of America. And it's crazy. We don't have no control over what's happening in our own United States of America. Shh. I gotta be quiet. Some migrants might hear me. It's crazy. Be quiet. Because they might attack us. And there's nobody that can save us because the police officers is getting beat up in New York City. Shh.
An arrested Yohenry Brito was walking away slowly when in Spanish he called one of the officers an ugly Betty. That's when the officer grabs Brito, moves him to the wall of a building, and attempts to place him under arrest. Adam says he has not watched the whole video, but says regardless, no one can attack police officers like this group did.
Under no circumstances should we ever give the belief to anyone, migrant or non-migrant, that you have the authorization to try to grab a police officer's gun, to kick an officer, to fight an officer. We should never do that.
Now, according to the mayor's office, they do have security cameras installed at most of the hotels housing migrants, three of the large tent shelters, including the one on Randall's Island, and at St. Bridget, the location currently serving as a reticketing center for migrants looking for a bed after their 30 or 60 day shelter limit is up. Stephen.
And I'm sure that having cameras there is going to stop all of the crime. Don't worry about it. He has a new plan. This is the new plan that was released from Eric Adams yesterday. He's giving you guys on some insight on how it is that he's going to solve for this migrant crisis and cut costs.
And Mayor Eric Adams facing tough questions on what he's doing to fix the migrant situation as there's been another clash between migrants and NYPD officers.
Good day, New York's Lizette Nunez is live outside the Roosevelt Hotel with the latest. Lizette.
Good morning, Kurt and Rosanna. Well, the mayor says that past administrations have placed limits on how the city can interact with ICE. But given these recent violent attacks against police officers, well, the mayor wants to do more about this and also make sure that those individuals are taken off New York City streets. Go ahead and take a look at this video. This was posted on TikTok. It shows migrants throwing items at police officers inside the Randall's Island tent shelter. Investigators say last week there was an argument between a migrant and security guard. Officers attempted to remove the migrant, and that's when objects were thrown at officers. Yesterday on Fox 5, the mayor was also asked questions about the controversial prepaid debit card plan for 500 migrant families. The city issued a $53 million no-bid contract to a firm to help administer this pilot program. The mayor says migrants will...
Wait. I thought, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I can, you know, I'm always open to being corrected. I thought that once it went past a certain threshold, first of all, we shouldn't even have these contracts in the first place. However, I believed and I thought that once you hit past a certain threshold, that everything has to be bid on. I think it was above $50,000, or maybe I'm listening to another, thinking about another city. But I also know that once you declare something a crisis or an emergency, you also have autonomy to kind of do whatever it is that you want to do with the money, similar to how they're doing it in Chicago, right? So he's issued a 53, because we're not going to skip over that part, a $53 million no-bid contract to administer this program where they're giving out prepaid debit cards and reloading them every single day. This is your mayor. Prepaid debit cards where they're reloading them every single day. $53 million initial no-bid contract to some random company.
Will be given $13 a day for food and baby products.
It's supposed to go to only food and baby supplies. If it's abused, we will take those cards away.
So the mayor was also asked how the city plan on keeping tabs on migrants to ensure that the money doesn't go to other things besides food and baby products. The mayor didn't have a clear answer on that, but he says if this program is successful, then they plan on expanding it to even more migrant families.
If the program, listen, I don't know how we can monitor whether it's going to be abused or not, but if it's successful, we're going to expand it over to more families that's coming over here in the United States of America that's not supposed to be here but is here illegally. Listen, I'm not making this up. This is not something that we're misinterpreting. This is coming directly from the mayor of New York City's mouth, directly, on behalf of taxpayers, begging Biden for more money. This is coming directly from the mayor of New York City's mouth. This is not my opinion. This is not me trying to figure it out. This is coming out of his mouth. Can't answer questions. He's not a strong reader. We understand that because we already proved that. He's not a strong reader. He needs glasses. His reading glasses maybe wasn't on that day, but he's not a strong reader, not a strong leader. And he's telling you that they're looking to expand this over into more people. And the biggest issue that people are having inside of society today is literally open borders, and we still have people advocating for voting and donating to the campaign coffers to continue to reelect these same people that's displacing you in your own cities. Jesus.